In my day-to-day work, doing psychotherapy for over two decades, I've found that depression, in its many forms and levels of intensity, is not only one of the most common presenting problems that I treat, but also one of the most typical underlying reasons for so many of the problems that cause the people I help to seek treatment. In this program, I'll tell you not only about the many forms of depression, but also how you can recognize it and its various symptoms, and most importantly, how you can help yourself to overcome your depression in the shortest possible period of time. Toward the end of this program, you'll learn how to do numerous exercises and visualizations that you can do on a daily basis or whenever you're looking to get some relief from the depression you may be experiencing. These exercises will help you to work on the ideas discussed throughout this program. Feel free to stop the tape at any time to reflect on what is said and how it may apply to you and your situation. It's important that you listen to the entire program. Some of the things you'll hear may really hit home, while other points may not apply to you at all. You'll want to listen to parts of this program over and over again, and you may find it helpful to keep a pencil and paper handy so that you can write down certain key items that you may wish to refer to often. Many listeners find this program to be an important source of support that's always at your disposal whenever you feel a need for it. As I said a moment ago, depression is so widespread that it's often been referred to as the common cold of mental health. Some studies have shown depression to affect as many as 1 in 5 people. For example, depression can be and often is an overreaction to sadness, grief, regret, or disappointment. And you can easily turn sadness, grief, regret, or disappointment into depression by the demands that you put on yourself, especially the demand that your performance in certain areas of your life should be far better than it actually is. For example, if you're depressed over a loss, sadness, even extreme sadness, may be an appropriate and healthy response. But you can make sadness turn into depression when you beat yourself up over your inability to bring back the lost person, job, investment, or whatever it is that you may have lost. Depression is either caused or worsened by your own tendency to demand that which you do not or cannot have. In other words, that you must control that which...
For the complete program, please click below.